afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is William Churchill Randolph, pastor of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Ridgeway. Since we will end in silence in our departure, I just want to say thank you to Mount Zion in your presence. Thank you to all the preachers who have gone forward and shared today. As we join here today for this final word, time is not my friend. But I will do what the Lord says. I will try not to use my Baptist minutes. It is the seventh word. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Mm-hmm. By this time it was about noon. Darkness has fallen across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone. And suddenly, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn down the middle. Then Jesus shouted, "Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands."
Yes, yes.
And these were the last words that he breathed. Well, time is ticking. While we are assessing our living, we are born, we ascend, we live, we descend, and we die. All of us are looking at where we are and where we are going.
Yes.
In our quest for living in this world, we seek to understand our earthly relationships, to understand our fortitude for living, yes, to understand our hope for fulfillment. Mm-hmm. We seek to understand our joys for life's highs, our faith strengthened when considering weightier matters. And at the end of our journey, perhaps to have some resolve with the consequences of our thinking and of our doing. Is there one that exhibits such an example that we can bear witness of a life well lived and to embrace that which is with full assurance, knowing that we can too? Jesus, the adoptive son of Joseph, the son of the womb of Mary. Yes. Jesus, who was conceived of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Born in a Bethlehem manger.
Yes.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate.
Wow.
And yet, at this very moment, Jesus is being crucified. Technology, please forgive me. Jesus is being crucified as our example for us.
Mm-hmm.
Life has many moments of crucifixion.
Yes, yes.
People have definitively defined us, inaccurately accused us, and more visually, they have nailed us to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
We are crucified for our faith in hope.
Mm-hmm.
We are crucified for our hope in the eternal. We are crucified for our love in our deliverer from our transgressions.
Yes.
We have sinned a great sin. We have fallen short of the righteous measurement. We have constituted justifiably reasons for our own crucifixion.
Yes, yes.
Yet, this same Jesus, as my brother has shared, he was wounded,
yes,
for our transgressions.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with every beating stripe he received in his body, we became healed of the shortness in our righteousness. At the end of life's journey is the quest for the realization of what life is all about. That's why you gathered here on Good Friday, seeking to understand the meaning of it all.
Yes.
All of us shall reach that final crossroad when we must ask the question, where do I go?
Mm-hmm.
There is an answer.
Yes.
hanging on the cross at Calvary. There is an answer in the bated breath of our suffering servant. There is an answer from him who knew no sin. There is an answer. Where do I go? It is with every ounce of Jesus' well-being. He looked inside himself and he cried out loudly, "Father, into your hands." That's where we shall go. Into your hands, that I may have resolute to our enemies and our acquaintances.
Yes.
That I might find in your hands, that I may find result to a life well lived. Into your hands, that I may find the fulfillment of stretching out my faith, stretching out my hope, stretching out my love, because that's where we should go. Into the receiving arms of a Father who knows all about our troubles. Into the compassionate hands of a parent who can calm our deepest woes.
Yes.
Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.
Amen. 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 Amen.